Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
I'm chatting with Elise Kruger, independent economist. Elise, the BankServe Africa Take-Home Pay Index survey is out. It will obviously for the month of April. Before we delve into the survey, can you give us a sense of how the data is collected? It is salary earners, as I understand it. It's well over 3 million salary earners. How is the data collected and then collated?
Simon, yes. So BankServe Africa is a clearinghouse, see the salary payments between banks, and they are tracking the netto payments. So it's netto salaries for about 3.8 million. And literally taking the value of all salaries paid into bank accounts divided by the number of salaries to get this average, point. Mm-hmm. So it's almost a dipstick of where salaries are in South Africa for this database.
Gotcha. Okay, and that really is going to the heart of the data in a sense. The normal average declined in April 2025. That was after March also saw decline. South African consumers better off than we were a year ago, but it's still tough out there in South Africa.
Yes, indeed. Compared to a year ago, the salary levels are still at an elevated level. Mm-hmm. We have seen since mid-2024, we started to see salaries increasing, an increasing trend, which I think is reflecting, at that point in time, improved economic, conditions. Following 2-3 years where we really had a dismal salary environment, where salaries did not keep up with inflation, for instance. So things started to look up for salaries since mid last year. But in the past 2 months, we have started to see a slight change in that trend. And I really think it's a phenomenon that's relating to the uncertainty that we are seeing about economic prospects. Mm. We started the year off very positive. And now we've had a sort of evolving global trade war that has dented confidence, resulting in downward revisions to economic growth prospects. And I think all of those are, playing into the confidence and the uncertainty factors that impact on salary negotiations and businesses' plans.
Of course. And that also, to a degree, perhaps, it's sort of working its way down to the consumer. But I take your point. This is around businesses expanding. This is around businesses giving increases to their staff. It still would stand, I would say, that year on year, salaries are up. Inflation is lower than it was a year ago. Interest rates are lower than it was a year ago. Some people would have tapped into the two-pot money post 1 September when that went live. The South African consumer is sitting in a I don't know if I want to say slightly better or better position, but it's not as tough as it was this time last year.
I agree with that, Simon. Yes, I think 2025 will be the second consecutive year where we see real salary increases as a result of inflation moderating notably. And yes, we've seen that 75 basis point in cuts in terms of interest rates. So that has helped consumers somewhat. If you look at consumer spending, we started to see a bit of an increase in the fourth quarter last year. But actually, in the first quarter this year, we saw a loss of momentum in that consumer spending. And that was actually even before we started to see the global headwinds, gathering. Mm. So I think, there's still underlying, I would say, stresses in households. I think high debt levels are part of that. So we still need, to see interest rates coming down further to alleviate that pressure. And now that we've seen a bit of pressure on salaries as well, I think it would be really welcome if we can start to see some further cut in rates.
Hey, we've got the MPC tomorrow. Expectations are for another 0.25%, which will mean that from the highs, we will be down 1%. That takes prime, 10.75. It's still a high level. It's still a very high real interest rate level. But considering that most consumers out there are going to have some level of debt, it is putting some money back into the pocket of consumers.
Yes, I think, one should look at this at a cumulative sort of perspective. Mm-hmm. So as you mentioned, it will then be about 1 percentage point lower compared to the highest point of interest rates. And if you then think about things like, for instance, our petrol price, that also come down quite a bit, that added a bit to the pocket. So cumulatively, you really start to see a slightly better consumer, especially with a real increase in wage as well. So, you know, now we just need confidence to recover, because we've had a bit of a, I would say, a few steps back on that, you know, especially since the debacle on the budget and, the, you know, there was concerns about VAT and so on. So consumer confidence has, you know, has slipped backwards. So did business confidence levels. So we need to just see all of those, you know, going back into the right direction to start to see a bit more activity coming through. But we still have the negative global overlay, and, you know, for that reason, definitely I see lower growth. And especially first quarter has been disappointing, you know, in terms of GDP in South Africa. And that's data that we will look at next week, but I'm thinking the economy stalled in quarter one. So that's not a great, you know, place to be at the beginning of a year that sort of have more headwinds gathering.
Yeah, yeah, as you said, that's next week's data. And I mean, we would love 3%, but we should not kid ourselves. We're not going to get that. You mentioned the budget and the palaver around budget 1.0, 2.0, and ultimately 3.0. What I most took away from it was, yes, we didn't get the VAT increase in the end, but we also got bracket creep. In other words, there was no change in the tax bracket. So actually, we're all going to be paying, you know, assuming we got a little salary increase, and that probably wasn't big, it actually sort of takes away some of that extra spending money that the average consumer had.
No, definitely so. From a consumer's perspective, the budget was actually quite negative. You know, I think the whole VAT story was almost more a political, you know, issue playing out. And, you know, at a certain stage, I thought the damage could be more, you know, than to rather take the VAT hike. I mean, in the sense that, yeah, I mean, there's already a lot of pressure by just, you know, the bracket creep, as you mentioned. And now we've added a few levy on top of that. Luckily, at this point in time, you know, we are expecting a further drop in fuel prices early next month. Mm-hmm. So the fuel levy will now just reduce the cut in fuel prices next month, but not be an outright increase. So you will still next month see a slight drop in petrol price and a bigger drop in the diesel price, despite the fuel price of the fuel levy increase. So that, you know, I think in terms of an opportunistic timing, that would at least you know, soften the blow a bit for households.
And fuel, and from what I understand, particularly for lower income households, fuel / transport is a significant portion of the monthly spend.
Absolutely. It remains a very important driver, as well as an input cost for production, you know, in the broader economy as well. So, but if, you know, currently still look at our fuel prices, we are still notably below a year ago.
Yeah.
So from that point of view, it remains a deflationary impact, you know, as we speak. And, you know, we should hopefully see another print or two below 3% in terms of our headline CPI, partly due to this, you know, fuel price scenario playing out.
We'll leave it there. That's Elise Kruger, independent economist. We're chatting the BankServe Africa take-home pay index for April. Elise, thank you very much for your time.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.